two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky, 96 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Special coverage on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Yes, teachers are begging the state school board for changes to on-campus classes. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is here. Kelly, what changes are teachers looking for?
Jeff, they want the state to basically adopt the Davis School District's model, which right now is having half the class in the classroom and the other online, with kids alternating which days they're in school or online. Amy Martin, who teaches in Washington County, thinks districts that require everyone to be on campus are being unsafe.
I have yet to see any plan that truly addresses our crowded Utah classroom conditions. We cannot avoid the challenges posed by movement, proximity, group size, and congestion in our classrooms.
Many teachers told the board their districts are not listening to them. We don't know what the board's final decision will be, but one thing they did stress is there is enough PPE for teachers. Districts just need to tell them where to pick it up. Live Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Well, Kelly just mentioned the Davis School District model. They're holding an emergency school board meeting tonight at 6 o'clock to reconsider what they're doing. The half classroom, half online idea of doing school this fall. We'll bring you details after 6 o'clock once that meeting begins. So stay with us at KSL News Radio. So everybody has all these plans for school. But what about gym class? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live. Paul, is phys ed canceled?
No, it's not at all, and it just depends on the district, Jeff. Take, for example, the Granite School District. Officials say they're using a system that's not all or nothing. Kids can attend some classes face-to-face and take other classes online, and PE is one of those online options. District spokesman Ben Horsley says while kids are on the sidelines, they will have to wear their masks and keep socially distant, but they won't when they're actually playing, which he says is similar to the order from Salt Lake County. Horsley also says that teams have a vested interest in keeping everyone safe, since the whole team could be put into quarantine if just one of the players gets sick. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Paul. So what should you be thinking about as you look to send your kids back to school? Intermountain Healthcare infectious disease specialist Dr. Eddie Stenium says parents need to make the call based on three factors.
What is our level of community-based spread? Have we controlled the virus in our communities? If the answer to that is no, then going back to school poses a big risk.
Stenium says number two is the measures schools take to mitigate the virus, like enforcing mask wearing and distancing. Third would be for the risk level for compromised parents and grandparents if kids were to get COVID and take it home with them. KSL News Time, 3:33. More of our top stories now. Here's Todd Fuchs.
They announced this morning they will temporarily suspend the ACT and SAT test requirements for all undergrad admissions for the spring, summer, and fall 2021 semesters. The school says they recognize prospective students may have faced challenges completing the testing. Small businesses, which were kept afloat with help from the Paycheck Protection Program, are now dipping into their own savings. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
The PPP had limited funds available, and companies could only receive a limited amount. Many owners say they've exhausted their loans and are now taking out mortgages on their own homes, along with using personal funds to keep paying employees and stay in business.
CPA Michelle Francis of iBailey says the first line of defense for many small business owners is to lay off employees. KSL's top national stories on the heels of the destructive, deadly Isaias. The Atlantic hurricane season is projected to get even worse. It's expected to get so bad, forecasters are going to run out of traditional hurricane names and see about twice as much storm activity as during a normal year.
So far this year, there have been 9 named storms between May and July, and we've already seen the earliest eye storm, Isaias, on record.
Louis Ussolini with the National Weather Service says they're predicting an above-average 19 to 25 named storms, with 3 to 6 of those turning into major hurricanes. Other national stories we're following this hour. President Trump was in Ohio this afternoon visiting the Whirlpool factory. He talked about technology and light bulbs.
I put the old bulb back in, and you can use the new one. You can use anything. I guess it's competition. But I particularly like it because I don't look so orange.
This happening just as Ohio's governor tested positive for the coronavirus just hours before the president got there. ABC's Ryan Burrow has more.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine tweeting out that as part of the standard protocol to greet President Trump in Cleveland, he took a COVID test and it came up positive. He says he has no symptoms at this time and will quarantine at home for the next 14 days. The president is visiting Northeast Ohio to visit a Whirlpool manufacturing plant and for a campaign fundraiser. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 3:35.
And Ricky Misio, that last report you guys did went really long. We have traffic problems.
We do. I'm afraid we do. We've got an accident on Highway 89 in Fruit Heights. That's causing delays. A new crash in Tooele County on SR 36 near Stansbury Park. That's out of traffic, but the bad one is going to be Provo Canyon, Highway 189. All traffic stopped both directions near Deer Creek Reservoir. This is on the Wasatch County side of Provo Canyon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, new research about the most satisfying way to make major life decisions. You should decide to stay right here. My Minute of News is next on KSL News Radio. It's Thursday afternoon, 3:36.